This is Jesse Goldbriggs-Jassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts left-handed pitcher Egan Smith. Egan, tell me about your draft day experience last year.
Well, it was an exciting day, a long time waiting for. I mean, I went the year before, not as high as I thought I was going to go, but it was good. I went back for another year of school, and things turned out. I was excited for it. So,
how did you hear that the Blue Jays had drafted you?
They called me right after I got picked, and then my agent called me and told me, so I knew right as soon as they picked me. I was watching, so I knew right as soon as they picked me. So,
how did the decision go that the year before you decided, you know what, I'm going to go right back to school, and then this time you said, all right, I'm ready for the pros?
I didn't get drafted high enough. I mean, I wasn't going to get any money or anything, so I figured going back to school one more year, I mean, let me mature, get better, get stronger, and we'll go from there. So
there you were last year. You pitched for the Auburn Double Days a season ago. And then how did you spend your off season?
I just relaxed, working out and hunting, fishing, basically all I did. So
nice and easy.
Yeah, took it easy.
So then you entered this season. You were at extended spring training. Did you have any goals for this year?
Just get healthy. I'm just coming off a back injury. I was down there for about 3 months. I heard it first week of spring training, so that was kind of a setback for me. It took me a while to get healthy, but I was just basically just trying to get healthy and get strong and get into a rhythm before I came up here. So,
was it one of those things where you woke up one day and you said, all right, I'm 100% again, I'm ready to go, or was this a constant process?
It was a constant process. I mean, I had to do certain exercises to get stronger, and it just let it take its course. I mean, just let it heal up, and then I was ready to go.
When did you first start pitching full-time?
Oof. I was playing with my brother when I was about 7 years old competitively. I mean, I've been pitching longer than that, but competitively I joined with my brother in Little League, so.
What's your brother up to now?
Yeah, he's in the big leagues for the Cincinnati Reds, so he's been up there for a couple weeks now.
He's enjoying himself.
Oh, yeah, he is.
How often do the two of you talk?
Not so often. I mean, we'll text here and there, but not much, so.
You went to the College of Southern Nevada. That was the school where Bryce Harper attended this past season. So the two of you just missed one another. But did you talk to any of your former teammates about how things were going there?
Every once in a while. I mean, kid put up the numbers, so we'll see how he does in pro ball. I mean, it's a lot different. Pitching's a lot different in pro ball than it is in college. You got some people that can actually throw strikes. So.
Well, how about for you? How's the transition been from college ball to pro ball?
It's been really good. I mean, it took me a little bit to get into the rhythm. I mean, you just can't throw it down the middle of the plate like you usually can in college. But it went well. I had a very good first year, made the All-Star team, so it went good.
Is there anything you're working on right now as a pitcher?
I'm just trying to locate my fastball. I mean, I've had pretty good command. There's a couple pitches they got me working on, just tightening up my curveball. Mm-hmm. They got me learning a cutter, so that's coming along a little bit. So.
First, what does that mean to tighten up a curveball?
Just get a sharper break on it. I kind of got a slow, long break on it, but just trying to get it sharp. So
makes sense. Yeah. And with cut fastball, is it what is it that you're working on? Trying to learn it or trying to throw it properly?
I'm just trying to learn it. It's a whole new thing for me, so it's just trying to fill it out. So
talking with Lugnuts lefty Egan Smith. Egan, if not baseball, what would you be doing?
Ugh. I don't know. That's a big question. I got a couple things. I might become a cop or become a full-time hunting guide. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see that if I end up not doing this for the rest of my life. So.
And finally, what's your best moment that you've ever experienced in baseball?
Jeez, it's been a lot of them.
You don't have to stick at just one if you don't want.
Probably making my professional baseball debut. That was huge for me because it's been a long time waiting for it, watching my brother do it, and I've always wanted to do it. But just hearing about it, I wanted to try it out for myself. So probably making my professional debut is my greatest thing.
Egan, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Jesse Goldbriggs-Jassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.